It's 11 trivia questions on 90s wrestling entrance theme songs. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show, and thanks for checking out my website at www.triviawithbuds.com. If you're brand new to the show, you can go over there and click around and find all about who I am, what I do, and what I'm up to around Southern California, and sometimes other major cities like Chicago, Illinois, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Orlando, Florida, and Portland, Oregon, where I was just last weekend doing a big family feud-themed show at the Oregon Zoo. If you live somewhere in the U.S. and you want me to come to your town to do a big corporate party or a family party or any kind of party, just let me know. Drop me a line, hit contact on triviawithbuds.com, and I will respond lickety-split. This is my quieter time of year. We just got through December, which was crazy for holiday parties, and we are now kind of starting the new year fresh. I still get a few holiday parties where people do them late in January and February, but for the most part, going forward, I do a lot of fundraisers at the start of the year. I do a lot of not so much holiday parties, but just gatherings or getting people together to play some trivia and have some fun. One of the newest things I got is this brand new buzzer system, which I will highlight on videos probably next week, and it's got clicky buzzers, it's got slappy buzzers, and it is a very cool little unit that locks people out like Jeopardy. So if you buzz in first, it locks out everybody else so you can answer the questions, and it's perfect for like a game show setup. So if you have something in your mind where you're like, I really want to do some Jeopardy or some Family Feud, just let me know. I'd love to come do that for you. Today's visual for the YouTube audience is a sticker. That's right. It's the Trivia with Buds podcast logo sticker. And I will send one of these to you if you leave a review on iTunes or you drop me a line and you're like, I really want a sticker. I would be happy to send you a nice orange sticker of the podcast logo. I switch the color on that every year since doing it daily, this show. So the first year was blue. And now we are halfway through this year with orange because I started the show around July. So around July again, we will switch it up and I will have listeners vote on the next color that we choose because I have the background color in, I think, 12 or 15 different colors from my friend Brian Ward, who did the art. So thank you, Brian. And if you like that art and you need some art, hit up my friend Brian. I will put his info in the show notes of this episode. But yeah, that sticker, I have a ton of them. I'd love to give you one. And if you are near Upland, California, you can come get a sticker for just meeting me at my little booth at the Brews and Bros Festival, the Cable Airport Airfield. If you hear airplanes in this video, that's where the big show is at. It's a huge beer festival, and all the proceeds go to Claremont, California area schools. So come by, stop by, get an enamel pin from me, get a Woodburn coaster, get a very cool sticker. And also, we are doing a thing where if you sign up for a party, if you book me for a party, I'm going to have these five really cool like bonus gifts just for you as the host of the party. So if you book a party at that event, I will come to your party and I will give you the thing that you pick for my table. I'm going to have a choose your own adventure board game. I'm going to have a Peter Venkman Ghostbusters Firehouse Funko set. It was like a $30 really nice set. I'll have some other board games, some other collectibles, some shirts and things, and you can pick one of those items and you get it absolutely free just for booking a party with me at the Brews and Bros Festival. Check out brewsandbrosfestival.com if you want more info. All right, today's episode is about wrestling entrance theme songs, so I'm going to give you the title of a wrestler's theme song from the 90s, and you're going to tell me what wrestler that song belonged to. Here we go. All right, we've got 90s wrestling entrance theme songs. This is very specific, so if you are not into this specific thing, just go back and listen to another episode or wait for the next couple days for some more episodes. But I believe this is from my friend Mo Martinez in Chicago. So Mo, I hope you get a lot out of this episode. Question number one, the name of the entrance theme song is Break Down the Wall. Who had that theme song title, Break Down the Wall, in the late 90s? Question number one. Question number two, No Chance in Hell was the name of the song. No Chance in Hell. What do you think? No Chance in Hell. Question number three was a song called Sexual Chocolate. What wrestler had a theme song entrance called Sexual Chocolate? Number four was just one word, and that word is wreck, W-R-E-C-K, wreck. What wrestler had a song called Wreck? Number five is a relatively easy one, even if you don't watch a lot of wrestling. It is Know Your Role. Know Your Role. What do you think that was? Know Your Role. What wrestler? Number six, I Know You Want Me. Who had that theme song? Number six, I Know You Want Me. Number seven, Sexy Boy. A little bit more risque for the wrestling theme song titles. Sexy Boy, number seven. Who had that song? Sexy Boy. Question number eight, Wildcat. Number eight, Wildcat. Remember, all these wrestlers are from the mostly mid to late 90s. Number nine, we had The Bad Guy, who had a theme song called The Bad Guy. Number 10 was called Heart Attack. Number 10, Heart Attack. And number 11, for 2 points, Hulk Hogan's theme for the first WrestleMania was not his trademark song, Real American. What hit song from 1982 did he use instead? What hit song from 1982 did Hulk Hogan use to come out at the first WrestleMania? Those are all your questions for today's 11-question quiz, a 90s wrestler entrance theme songs. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to 90s wrestler entrance theme songs. Let's see how you did. Mo, I hope you got all 11 of these right. Number one, Break Down the Wall was wrestler Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho, the best in the world, tearing up AEW right now. Number two, No Chance in Hell was Mr. McMahon or the McMahon family, but most notably, Mr. Vince McMahon. Number three, Sexual Chocolate is Mark Henry. Mark Henry had a lot of exploits in WWE and had a baby hand with Mae Young. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just YouTube it. It's disgusting. Number four, Wreck was the song for Mick Foley. Once he was not Mankind anymore, he used to come out to the sound of a car crash, and that was called Wreck. Number five, Know Your Role was The Rock before he was The Rock we know and love today. The Rock. And number six, I Know You Want Me, was a valet. I don't think she wrestled. Her name was Sunny. Sunny. Number seven, Sexy Boy, was, of course, HBK, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. And I asked a question. I think I asked this question as a confidence round question at my live trivia nights a couple weeks ago. And when I said, what wrestler came out to a song called Sexy Boy, these two guys got up out of their chairs and immediately started doing the dances and the poses and the super kicks. And it was literally half a second before they got up, and it made me laugh really hard at Lordsburg Tap House in Laverne, California. Number nine, the bad guy was Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon, sweating machismo. And number 10, the Heart Attack song was by Bret Hart. Heart Attack. Number 11, for 2 points, Hulk Hogan did not come out to his Real American song at WrestleMania 1. Instead, he came out to the 1982 song by, I think it was Survivor. Was that the name of the group? Eye of the Tiger. Eye of the Tiger was the song. So there you go. Some wrestling trivia for you today. Hope you had fun playing along. Hope you had fun guessing the answers to the questions. It's time for your question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What actor established the Sundance Institute? Number 12 for today's quiz, if you're doing them by the numbers. Your question of the day, what actor established the Sundance Institute? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Samuel Clemens' other name, which was Mark Twain. And a fun little fact, Mark Twain wrote The Prince and the Pauper. So if you ever see the classic trope of two people switching spots who are rich and poor, that was a story created by Mark Twain, which I didn't know till recently. Your trivia team name of the day is Dick Tracy Morgan. Dick Tracy Morgan. Use that combined name next time you play trivia. And thank you so much for watching this episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And if you want a free sticker. Go leave an iTunes review and let me know what you think of the show, and then email me to let me know that you did that, and I will send you a sticker in the mail along with some other fun stuff. We'll see you tomorrow, and thanks again for watching and listening to Trivia with Buds. Cheers.